W Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy has canceled all his in-person events and will be voluntarily quarantining through the end of the weekend after two of his staffers tested positive for COVID-19. Murphy found out about the positive tests, at least one of them, Wednesday afternoon while attending a workforce development announcement in Camden County College.
I will now, unfortunately, have to take myself off the field. I can't ask President Trump not to come to Bedminster and do a fundraiser and have me sit here.
Murphy is referring to President Trump's fundraiser at his golf club earlier this month, which occurred just hours before the president said he tested positive for the virus. Murphy earlier called the event irresponsible, and Murphy and the First Lady tested negative for the virus this afternoon. A New Jersey appeals court has rejected a recount in a GOP U.S. Senate primary race. Hirsch Singh petitioned for a recount after he lost the primary to Rick Maida by about 9,000 votes, claiming he would have won if the mail-in ballot procedures put in place for the primary were nullified. He also sought to invalidate the mail-in ballot procedures for the November election, but the three-judge panel rejected both claims. The Justice Department says Purdue Pharma, the company that makes oxycodone, will plead guilty to three federal criminal charges as part of a settlement of more than $8 billion. The settlement is the highest-profile display yet of the federal government seeking to hold a major drug maker responsible for an opioid addiction and overdose crisis linked to more than 470 deaths in the country since 2000. In West Milford, a woman managed to save her boyfriend and herself from kidnappers by silently mouthing "help me" to a stranger in a bank parking lot. The 28-year-old woman and 32-year-old man were inside a car when a man who identified himself as a cop tapped on the window and told them they were breaking the law by being intimate in public. The fake cop, Travis Mann of Hewitt, told the pair they could avoid arrest if they paid him. After saying he was armed, he got into the couple's car and had them drive to a bank. As the woman went to withdraw money, she signaled to another vehicle in the bank lot, who then called police. Jersey's existing medical dispensaries likely would have the first shot at sales if the ballot question on legal marijuana passes. That's according to New Jersey Cannabis Business President Scott Rutter, who points to the model of other states. He says the market already is poised to expand.
Going from 12 to 36 license holders, again, in short order, relatively speaking.
Rutter says the extra 24 license holders include places and cultivators whose 2019 applications are being held up by a lawsuit. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. 80 in October? Looks that way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey, it's Bill Spadia.
This time, 6:05. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Still have emergency repairs going on in Rahway on 109 northbound side up around Grand Avenue. The right lane closed. New crash on the parkway south in Cranford coming into 136. There's also delays north with construction exit 74 up to 77 in Ocean County with the right lane closed. And then farther up, typical bunching up at 143 to 145. 22 west in Union, rather slow. A stall on Route 18 south and east Brunswick near the turnpike. And Route 70, a crash and brick on the eastbound side near Burnt Tavern Road. Expect some delays both ways. Still a water main repairs on 35 North and Tom River near Holiday Road. Right lane is closed and also on 35 North in Middletown between Chapel Hill Road and Normandy Road. And we have a crash coming back to New Jersey at the Lincoln Tunnel. Heads up for extra delays. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Still holding a backup at 295 South at the area approaching exit 26. And in Mercer County, 195 westbound. Slight bit of a delay westbound by exit 2 in Hamilton. And we just have volume at that point. It's also going to be a little tough at 130 southbound in the Cinnaminson area right by Riverton Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
And now the Blue Foundry Bank Business Report. After watching the explosive growth at electronic payment startups like Square, J.P. Morgan Chase has launched its own version to lure small businesses increasingly relying on technology during the pandemic. Quick Accept checking account allows businesses to process card payments almost instantly and have the funds available the same day. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 97 points.
Introducing Blue Carbon Business Checking with free features and services that could cost over $2,000 at other banks. Only at Blue Foundry Bank, where things are made. For more information, visit BlueFoundryBank.com or call 888-931-BLUE. Member FDIC.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 6:07.
It's the most important election of our time. New Jersey 101.5 is here to cover every angle of our election story, all with you in mind. Our entire news and digital team will be on Jersey streets, on the web, and on the air to keep you informed. Thanks to our election coverage sponsor, the new Hyundai of South Brunswick on Route 1. Family-owned and operated with over 50 years of combined automotive experience. This election season, count on New Jersey 101.5.
It means everything.
On the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
This time 6:10, now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Fog could once again be a problem for New Jersey overnight as the temperature drops to meet the dew point around 60 degrees. If you drive into an area of reduced visibility, be sure to decrease your speed, increase your following distance, and use low beam headlights or fog lights only. Tomorrow looks great, mostly sunny and warm, highs 75 to 80 degrees. But Friday we go in the other direction, thanks to a breeze blowing off the ocean. Highs only upper 60s to lower 70s with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a quick shower at some point on Friday, too. Bouncing back to the 70s on Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, but Sunday, big change, only 50s, much cooler, with clouds and showers to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Mount Holly, 74 degrees, North Bergen, 67, Long Branch, 65. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.